The Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph is talking about the sugya of Baal Ta'achir, and the Gemara says that when it comes to Korbanos, Yavram Baal Ta'achir, after three regalim pass by, that's the Zman when you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says a chiddush, and when it comes to tztaka, over mechayv alei la'altar. For tztaka, Yavram Baal Ta'achir right away. There is no Zman of Gemara regalim. My time with Akami Aniyam, because the Aniyam are here. Aniyam are readily here and available, waiting for the tztaka, so there's no reason to say that it's tali on the Gemara regalim like Korbanos. But you're over right away because the Aniyim are here and expecting your tztaka. Based upon this Gemara, the Chafetz Chaim came up with a Gvalik Chiddush LaHalacha. This Chiddush is brought down by the Dvar Ram, and Tshuvas Dvar Ram, Chelik Beisim and Beis, in a Tshuva written to Rabbi Gershon Edelstein. This is from 1906. This is the grandfather of Rabbi Gershon Edelstein Shlita, the Rishim and Panovich. And the Dvar Ram over there has a long Arichas, speaking about an Inyan of Mila Shel Bezmana, and he brings a Ha'ara on the bottom, a Haggah, and he says that he wants to bring down a Ha'ara Nifla that he heard B'Shem, or B'Shem Meir Miradin Shlita, who is the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim said like this, he says that if a person invites an Ani to his house for the Shabbos meal Friday night, and he comes home and he doesn't start the Suda right away, he takes his time, he's schmoozing or whatever, it's mamish achshash of a lav d'reis of Baal Ta'achir. Could be your Ivan Baal Ta'achir when you do that, because the ani is there, he's hungry, he wants to eat. You're delaying him, that's mamish kami anim, like the Gemara says. The Gemara says if it's kami anim, if the anim are there and expecting the tztaka from you, and you don't give it to them, you're ever Baal Ta'achir la'altar. So if the ani is at your home and he's expecting to eat, waiting for you to feed him, and you don't feed him, you're ever Baal Ta'achir. So it's a person has the desire that if you have an ani by your house and he's waiting for you to eat, make sure to start the suda right away. So you shouldn't get into chshash of a lav d'oraisa Baal Ta'achir. That was the chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Dvar Ram brings b'shem the Chafetz Chaim. This chiddush is echoed in the Mishnah Berurah in two places, in Hilchos Sukkah, Taf Reish Lamed Tes, in the Shaar Tzion Samach Zayin. He's talking about the din that Sukkah, the first night of Sukkah, is supposed to wait till the Gushamim stop. But the Chafetz Chaim says that if you have a Niyim who are eating by you, then you shouldn't wait, because then you get into chshash of a iser Baal Ta'achir, and then you're not mechuv to be machmed like all the shita, so then you should taki eat right away. And he says a similar thing in Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Kiddush, and Reish Ayin Aleph, that even though once you make Kiddush, you don't have to start the suda right away, you can take your time, but if you have a neem by you, you should make sure to start right away, because otherwise you get into a chshash of Baal Ta'achir. And Reb Leib Chassman said he was once eating by the Chofetz Chaim, and they, Friday night, and he says they made Kiddush and they started the Suda right away. They didn't sing Shalom Aleichem. It's only later on, after they started eating in the middle of the Suda, and they sang Shalom Aleichem. And the Chafetz Chaim said that the Malachim are not hungry. They could wait till a little bit later, but the Aniyim are hungry and we don't want to delay them. And that was Alpi the Psak that he said. It's a Chshash Baal Ta'achir, Peldek Hazach, that Imamish pushed off Shalom Aleichem till the middle of the Suda. So that is the Chiddush of the Chafetz Chaim brought down by the Dvar Ram. This Chiddush is brought down in another place as well. There's a hesped that Rabbi Sacher Shlomo Teichtel gave on Rameir Shapiro after he was nifter. And in the hesped, he's not only maspid Rameir Shapiro, but he's also maspid the Chavetz Chaim, who was nifter around that time as well. And when he tries to bring out the galus of the Chavetz Chaim, he mentions this chiddush that the Dvar Ram brings in his name, that if you have an ani and you don't eat right away, you're Avram Baal Ta'achir. And he points out, he says, what's the pshat that everyone knew of this halacha Baal Ta'achir, but no one else came up with this chiddush, only the Chafetz Chaim. Why was he zeicher to come up with this chiddush? And he said, because the Chafetz Chaim was a person that the whole week his mind was on Klal Yisrael and every yid, every ani, making sure they have what they need, taking care of all their tirdas and their tzrachim. So b'meila, when he saw this halacha of kami aniyim, right away he thought, you know, chas v'shalom, we could be erving this issa Baal Ta'achir, and then aniyim come to our home, and therefore he was the one who came up with this chiddush. It was his daiga that he had, the achayas that he had for the klal, his nice ba'el, that allowed him to come up with this kabbalik chiddush lahalacha. L'maisa, the minhag ha'olam is not to be so medactic on this, and the Dvar Ram himself in that ha'ara says a svara to be matzik the minhag ha'olam. He says, being that there's an umdah d'muchach, that when the Baal HaBayis invites the ani to his house, he's not going to start the suda until the Baal HaBayis is ready. So it's like your kaveh zman. It's like you made a time that I'm only going to give you the tztaka at that time when I'm ready to eat. And when you kaveh zman, then there's no Baal Ta'achir, because the zman of the tztaka wasn't yet chal. And that's what he says, being matzik the minhag ha'olam. But about it's something to be zayin, to make sure they're not mitzar the archim, especially if they are aniyim. Just want to end off with a beautiful vart that Reb Teichtel said in that hesped to be mazber a pasuk in Tehillim. If you this pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Mem pasuk Yud Ches says, "Va'ani ani ve'avyon, Hashem yichashav li azrasi mafalti, ata lokai al ta'acher." So we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're an ani ve'avyon, therefore you should send us Yeshua and don't be ma'acher, don't delay. So what does that mean? So if Teichtel said that this be mazber this, I'll be this gemara, I'll be this chiddush of the Chavetz Chaim, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're asking him to bring the Geula, bring the Yeshua, and we tell him we're mamish, we need it, it's pikuach nefesh, we can't go on in the Golus anymore without Mashiach. And the guy with the Geula, we're like an Ani Ve'Evian, we need it, we're hungry for the Geula, we can't wait another second. And being that we're an Ani Ve'Evian, it's Kaimi Aniyim. If it's Kaimi Aniyim, there's a Baal Ta'achir La'altar, and therefore we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Elokai, Al Ta'achir. Don't be Ma'achir, Kiviyochel. You can't be Ma'achir over here because it's Kaimi Aniyim. And that's because we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Geula of Yeshua right away.